Chapter 4. The Compassionate Bullies. They're trying to frighten you. They're trying to scare you. And if we don't stand up, then that's exactly what they're going to do. If we don't start standing up for our Constitution and for our rights, our beliefs, there's going to be nothing to stand up for. Baronelle Stutzman. Few people would ever suspect that the gracious grandmother who runs Arlene's Flowers in Richland, Washington, began her life on Alcatraz. When Baronelle Stutzman was still quite young, her father worked on the prison rock as a guard before the family moved to Washington to put down deep roots in the community there. But it wasn't until she was 20 years old that Baronelle Stutzman found true freedom within when she realized something critical was missing from her life. She needed a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Until that point in life, Baronelle had been what she calls a token Christian, justifying whatever she wanted to do by wearing the Christian label. From that point on, however, her life changed. She began to learn how to live out her faith consistently in every area of her life, including the floral business. Baronelle bought Arlene's Flowers from her mother, who had developed Alzheimer's, and she has worked at the business for more than 40 years. Baronelle makes it clear to any prospective employee that Arlene's Flowers is God's business, and she treats it as such. Everyone is invited to join in prayer at the shop every morning. Good customer service is not just good business, but a way to show the love of Christ to everyone who enters through her doors. She builds authentic friendships with customers out of her love for God. One such relationship took an unexpected turn in 2013 when a customer she had served for nearly a decade asked her to design the flowers for his same-sex wedding. Baronelle had provided him with flowers for years, and she knew he identified as gay. She had designed flowers for both this man and his partner to celebrate anniversaries and birthdays. But as Baronelle describes it, "My religious conviction and my belief is that marriage is between a man and a woman. And that was where I had to draw the line. Designing for a birthday or anniversary is totally different from a wedding. To be a part of it and participate, I just could not do that. I would be dishonoring Christ." When her customer inquired about flowers,